Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are a number of issues which prevail regarding the Islamic concept of preaching in our society, which we face every day, which need clarification. One such issue is the fact that can a Muslim state, for example, or a preacher declare someone as kafir, which in religious terminology is called takfir. So in other words, the question which arises is that can a person or can a state pronounce takfir of a certain group of people or even a certain individual? In other words, can a state or a preacher declare people as kafirs? This is the question which arises, and we see in our society that every now and then we find people declaring each other as kafirs and declaring and doing takfir on each other, and as a result we find that these enmities have grown so much that we find people fighting and killing each other because they think that killing a kafir is a noble cause and it is something which is actually prescribed by the Quran. Now, it needs to be understood that this is a grave misconception. This is a very serious misconception, and it has arisen by simply not understanding the fact that takfir, or declaring someone as kafir, is only and only the prerogative of the Rasuls of God or the messengers of God. In other words, only the Rasuls of God who conclusively communicate the truth to their immediate addressees, who, as if they deny, and they persistently deny, and in spite of being convinced of the fact what the truth is, they still deny the truth, only then are they declared as kafirs. And this too, of course, needs to be appreciated, that the Quran says that even a Rasul of God cannot know the time or the period after which he has to pronounce this declaration for his addressees, simply because this matter relates to the heart. One cannot humanly ascertain whether one's addressees are deliberately denying the truth or not. This is something which only the Almighty can communicate. So even in the times of the messengers of God, the fact that a particular person had become kafir by deliberately and intentionally denying the truth was a fact which was communicated by the Almighty himself to these messengers of God. And on the basis of this information received by the messengers of God from the Almighty, did they pronounce them as kafirs? Now, this is something, as I said, which is wholly and solely the right of the Rasuls of God. No preacher, no Islamic state after them has this right, simply because this is a matter which relates to a fact which specifically is meant for the Rasuls of God, which is a situation or a law in which the Almighty says that people who intentionally deny the truth, only they can be called as kafirs. Today, we of course know that we cannot determine whether a particular person or a group of people is intentionally denying the truth or not. Also, we cannot claim the fact that we have delivered the truth to the ultimate extent. So therefore, this right is not enjoyed at all by common preachers of today or by the Muslim state. Of course, a Muslim state, what it can do, if there is a need, it can declare people as non-Muslims. For example, if they do not follow what a Muslim is required to do and what the conditions of being a Muslim are, then it can, of course, declare them as non-Muslims, but it cannot declare them kafirs. And it has also to be understood that declaring someone as non-Muslim also is not the right of an individual. That is the right of a state. And there is a world of difference between declaring someone as a non-Muslim and declaring someone as a kafir. Kafir is a person, as I said earlier, who has intentionally and deliberately denied the truth, and as a result, he, of course, in the times of the Messenger of God, had become allowed by the Almighty to even kill him and to give him certain punishments in certain issues. However, today, since non-Muslims are not kafirs at all, because we do not know whether they have deliberately or intentionally denied the truth, so therefore we cannot call non-Muslims and kafirs as kafirs. So therefore there is a world of difference between being a kafir and between being a non-Muslim. As I said, in the whole scenario, it is absolutely a wrong notion to say that people have this authority today to declare someone as kafirs, and as a result they can do takfir. As I said, this is just and only the prerogative of the Rasuls of God. Today, what a Muslim state can do is it can declare people as non-Muslims. However, it cannot declare them as kafirs. Declaring them non-Muslims would, in other words, mean that they do not enjoy the rights of Muslims and they would not be treated as Muslims by law, the way the law treats them. This is something which relates to the law only. And in a nutshell, it can be said that takfir is a phenomena which was specific to the Rasuls of God because it relates to the matters of the heart, and it relates to the fact that only the truth is communicated to such an extent that no one is left with an excuse to deny it, and this is something which cannot be done after the messengers of God. So therefore, today, no Muslim state or no preacher has the right to do takfir or to declare people as kafirs. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ